I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. You don't have to have no power in the house for God to work. Thank God. You just need power in the soul. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 19, we'll read down through the 25th verse. Amen. We'll also be reading a little bit later in the back in the 9th chapter of Hebrews and over in 1 John. So, amen. May the Lord help us this morning. Hebrews 10 and 19, the Word of God, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. Amen. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I love this passage of Scripture. Amen. Here we're in the book of Hebrews in the latter part. We're seeing some, God is setting forth some things. Amen. The 12th chapter we'll move to later. If you look into it, shows us that we have been left a great cloud of witnesses. And amen. Let us then, therefore, that we should then obey God, that we should do the will of God. Amen. Why? Because we have seen the evidence. Amen. Hallelujah. And there is a multitude of witnesses that says that the Word of God is true and faithful. Amen. So he said here, amen, who let us, brethren, have boldness to enter into the holiest. Amen. Thank God we don't have to go to some earthly high priest. Amen. You know, that's I feel for those poor Catholics who, amen, have been taught they got to go see that everything goes through that earthly father. Amen. When that Bible says, call no man father outside of God as far as a spiritual father. Amen. Listen, amen. But I can tell you, we don't have it. There's only one mediator, the Word of God says, between God and man. And that is the man Christ Jesus. Amen. He has bore our sins Himself in His own body onto the tree. Amen. And God has raised Him victorious over death, hell, and the grave on the third day. Amen. Thank God. And we have a living Savior. Amen. He said that He became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God by Him. Amen. I know the modern Christianity seems to have forgotten a whole lot about that. Amen. God didn't call us unto unrighteousness, but to righteousness. Amen. He didn't give us a call to righteousness without the ability to attain. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. What do you mean that, Brother Joe? He came unto His own. Amen. And His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power. Amen. The word power often translated into ability. Power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe upon His name. Thank God. Amen. We can believe in Him. Amen. Every time I read this text to you, amen, I think about a song. And I put my phone down. Maybe I should open it up and read. It's an old Happy Goodman song. Amen. And so I like the first verse. Amen. The song is He'll Come as an old surprise. Amen. We have heard the wondrous story. We believed it, every word. Accepting Christ as Savior, our hearts have been assured. And now we're working in His kingdom. Amen. With our eyes up on the clouds, listening any moment to hear the trumpet sound. Amen. And He'll come as no surprise. He'll split those eastern skies. Our long-awaited flight, my goodness, will lift us high. Amen. I'm about to shout singing that song. Amen. Listen, the hour nobody knows, but the day He comes, we'll go. Amen. We'll keep a watchful eye. He'll come as no surprise. Amen. My, they used to write songs, didn't they? Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm telling you, if we have believed and we've been assured in our hearts, amen, we'll be doing what that song says. Amen. We'll be looking. Amen. That old song my mom used to sing years ago, I've been watching and I've been waiting, and just any day now, amen, His face I'm going to see. He's going to come. Amen. Just any day, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Amen. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Another one of them 70 songs. Glory to God. Amen. If we have been assured. Amen. That's what I'm preaching on, blessed assurance. Amen. You know, ain't nothing like being sure. Amen. Come on, Brother Joel. When it comes to eternity, we better be sure. Amen. And listen, can't nobody, amen, make you be sure but that experience you have in your own self. Amen. Hey, we listen, He has given us, amen, the earnest of the Spirit. Amen. He has a testimony that doesn't come, amen, from somebody else through my ears. It comes from deep in my spirit. Amen. Where His Spirit is bearing witness with my spirit. Amen. That I'm born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only leads to, amen, to a peace and a calm assurance. Amen. It leads to, amen, an obedience. It leads to, amen, a path of God's leadership and direction. Amen. Come on. With the extent of without a vision, the people perish. That's what the Word of God has declared. Amen. And Brother Ravenhill said, and without passion, the church will perish, though it be full to the doors. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. What's he saying? There has to be something deep inside of us that's moving us in the realm of obedience. Amen. And submission unto God. Hallelujah. If we'll walk in that power and in that place, amen, God will move, amen, and God will work, amen. We talked to think of a few services ago about the pattern, amen. God speaks, amen, man, amen, believes, amen, and obeys, and God moves, amen. That's the pattern that does not change, amen. Here in Hebrews, amen. So he says, he has brought us in by a new and living way. Hallelujah. It's not a dead way. It's not a has-been. Amen. It's not a going-to-be. Amen. It is a way that is effectual right now. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Paul wrote and said to the church at Corinth, amen, and said that who He has saved and kept us. Listen, amen, who had delivered us and who doth deliver us and who shall yet deliver us. Amen. I'm saved. I'm being saved. And I shall yet be saved. Amen. I know when I reiterated that, my Calvinist Baptist brother looked at me funny. Amen. I said, you wouldn't understand it because your dogma has messed it up. Amen. I said, every day, amen, I've been delivered. Amen. And I'm being delivered. I said, somehow or another, you think that God don't have to continue. I said, but the same God that delivered me, amen, started that work, must continue that work. Amen. And it must continue in the same way that I started it, with my cooperation. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. And if I will continue in that same pattern with my cooperation, one day He will deliver me if you be faithful. Amen. If you endure, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. So let me hurry. A new and living way which He has consecrated through the veil, which is His body. Amen. Jesus, amen, suffered, amen, for us in the bearing in the likeness of sinful flesh. What does that mean, Brother Joe? He came in the likeness of mankind. He's born of a woman. Amen. He became one of us. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you that that we look back to that Old Testament. The law says, amen, if somebody's going to redeem, they had to be a near kinsman. Hello. Amen. Except that God had become man. There could have been no redemption. Hello? Whoa! Hallelujah! Glory! But thank God, amen, Jesus was willing to come and to become a mankind born of a virgin. Amen. He, amen, God, amen, the God-man, He's fully man. He had to be fully man. If He's not fully man, amen, He cannot, amen, be the Redeemer. Amen. But also, if He's not fully God, He cannot be the Redeemer. Hello? So we find in Jesus, amen, Him who is fully man and fully God. Woo! He's the God-man. Hallelujah. He is the, amen, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. And He is the Redeemer. I shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm about to feel like preaching. Amen. So by His own, amen, blood, if we go over to the 63rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, amen, He said, I trod the winepress alone. Amen. My right arm, it brought me salvation. What's He saying? Amen. Somebody had to do that. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't no man, natural man, amen, outside of God, the God-man, could ever have accomplished that. Amen. Only Jesus. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. He's trod that winepress. He's came, offered that sacrifice, took sin upon Him. Amen. Without sin, but He became sin. Come on. Ain't nobody else qualified for that but Him. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Only Jesus. I don't care what Copeland said. Amen. I can tell you, he's committing sacrilege. Amen. Oh, listen, I said he's committing sacrilege when he said he could have died for the sins of man if he knew what Jesus knew. So that's hogwash. Amen. I can tell you, there's only been one. Amen. There's only been one man, Brother Bo. Amen. Whose bloodline, amen, is totally and completely unique. Amen. In the sense, amen, that bloodline, amen, did not come from man. It's come from God. Woo, hallelujah. Now, I say it's unique in the sense that it's come from God. Amen. Everybody is, you know, no matter how much blood types are alike, everybody is unique. There's not a person that is completely identical. Even identical twins are not completely identical. That says, you know what that says to Brother Joe? That says God. All over it. Hello. Amen. But there's been one unique individual. Woo-hoo! I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. I said there's been one unique individual. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. And I can tell you, ain't nobody's DNA like He is in all of the world. Hello. Amen. He is unique. And He is the only, the one and only Redeemer of mankind. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I can tell you, it's only His blood. No other blood. Brother Joe, they offered the blood of bulls and goats. And I'm going to read you a little scripture about that. Amen. In just a moment, over in the ninth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Amen. But I want to tell you something. That was just looking forward to that which God's going to do. Amen. Their faith looked forward to the finished work. And we look back at the finished work. Amen. Everybody's looking at the same thing. Hello. Come on. Oh, believe me. I had them folks, you know, who get that Godhead kind of confused. Amen. Tell me, well, amen. That thief on the cross, he was saved under the law. I said, what? I said, salvation has been the same, sir, no matter where you look at it, whether it's under the law. Amen. They look forward to a man named Jesus. They look forward to the Lamb of God. Amen. Every time they killed that lamb, amen, shed that blood, or that pigeon, or that turtle dove, amen, they're looking at another blood. Amen, Brother Bo, they're looking for the blood that's to come. Amen, by a man named glory to God named Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. And every time that we come to, amen, to an altar and say, Lord, amen, would you forgive me of my sin? Amen, we look back at another man, amen, who was hung between two thieves. Amen, whose blood is unique. Amen.
amen, and who is the high priest of heaven, amen, that is willing to take that blood, amen, and take that hyssop and dip it in his own blood and sprinkle us under redemption in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blow that makes me white as snow. No other pout. There's not another one, amen, that I know. Amen. Only this. There's a fountain that's flowing from the mountain. Amen. I'm going to tell you to wash us under regeneration in the Holy Ghost. Let me hurry. He is the great high priest, amen, over the house of God. Amen. Let us then draw near. Having concluded all of that, let me just go back and read Hebrews chapter 9. Boy, amen, get out of the way of that. Hebrews chapter 9. Amen. We'll pick up and read in the 13th verse. But amen, the 13th verse. Amen. Let me just back up and get some history. Verse number 11. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, and made with not made with hands. Amen. Listen, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Come on. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies unto the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall, listen, amen, the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. My. Hallelujah. What are you saying? Amen. He's saying if God honored the blood of bulls and goats that looked forward to that, amen, how much more is God going to honor, amen, the blood of His own Son? My God in heaven. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. That wash away that sin. And not only does it, come on, listen, I want to tell you, it's more than just, amen, sins being cleansed in redemption. Amen. But He said, giving us, what did He say? Purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. God, listen, not only does He purge my sin, He cleans my conscience. Amen. Makes me have a conscience that is void of offense. Come on with Brother Joe. That means, now listen, what did He say? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Hey, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Well, glory. I think I could have church for a few minutes. Amen. Glory to God. Let us hold fast after all of this has happened. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Amen. Let us draw near being confirmed. Amen. I want to just quickly look at full assurance. Entire confidence. Amen. Completely assured. Amen. Entirely accomplished. Amen. My, you see, listen, God don't halfway save nobody. Come on with Brother Joe. I know we got these folks running around preaching this, amen, this lily-lip gospel. Amen, but it ain't His gospel. Amen, come on. They're preaching this half-hearted business, but it ain't His. The gospel didn't come in word only. Amen, it come in word and in power. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard Him say, amen, that he not only, He said, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass. Amen. I want to tell you something. Jesus crossed the Sea of Gennesaret. Amen. And we come across to that other side of that lake. There's a man up there in them tombs. Nobody can do anything with him. Amen. Them devils that's in him call themselves legion, but they are many. Amen. I can tell you they're scared of him. They're frightened of him. They've tied him up with chains, but he breaks them. Amen. He stays in the graveyard, cuts himself, howls in the night. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, He's like that old rock song. He can't get no satisfaction. Amen. But I'm telling you, a man named Jesus sets his foot on the shores of that lake. Amen. I'm telling you, something got a hold of him. And he comes running down out of them tombs. Amen. Down to the feet of Jesus. And them old devils cried out when they got there, why have you come to torment us before our time? Amen. Oh, they said, don't cast us out into the deep. Let us go up there in that herd of swine. It's up on the hill. I preached somewhere one night and I said it was a herd of sheep. My wife says, Ron, I said, sometimes I was right. So, come on, brother Joe, I won't go there. Amen. Nevertheless, amen. And then Jesus only said one word, go. That's all he had to say. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. God don't have, the Lord don't have any problem with the devil. Listen. Amen. And Jesus don't have any problem with sin. Amen. It's when folks will not turn loose of the sin and take a hold of Him. It's when we have a problem with the devil. When we won't listen to what God's saying rather than what the devil's saying is when we have a problem. Amen. Let me just hear Him. Amen. Let me obey Him. Amen. I can tell you, God, when He said that, amen, here come them people down. Amen. There to see Jesus, and there set that man that they'd seen living in the tombs. Amen. I want to tell you something. He's clothed, amen, in his right mind. Woo! He ain't the same man, Brother Bo, that he used to be. He is a new creature. Come on. I'm going to say that again. He's a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, Brother Joe, I want to tell you something. That is symbolic of what God can do to every living, breathing human being. Amen. Come on. No matter where they're born, no matter what they're tied up in, no matter what they're bound with, amen. I want to tell you, if they'll let Jesus help them, amen, they'll be clothing in their right mind. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Away with this business where, amen, you got to hunt psychology for some help. Amen. I want to tell you the last thing in the world folks need is psychology. Amen. The whole of the field of psychology primarily established by a man, Sigmund Freud, who was a secular humanist. Amen. Well, what's a secular humanist, Brother Joe? They believe that all human, all of us are good. All you got to do is get it out. The good is already in there. I want to tell you something. Somebody better have a talk with that fella. I hear the Apostle Paul say there is no good thing in this flesh that he said that is in my this man, this spirit of mine. Amen. Come on. But I can tell you what he's what's he got to do with him, Brother Joe? That old man's got to die. Amen. That new man that is good. Amen. That's come down from heaven. Come on, that new creature. Amen. Paul, that's right. In the book of Galatians, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything but a new creature. Amen. If that divine transformation has taken place. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, does that mean there's no more struggle? No, there's still a struggle. Amen. But now, what does it mean then, Brother Joe? It means there's victory. Hello? You see, God ain't going to come down here and say, I'm going to say no for you and you can't have nothing. I'm going to make you go to heaven. That ain't in that book. Amen. But I'll tell you what he will do. That new creature he puts in your spirit and my spirit when we're born again. Amen. When we do things wrong, he stands up and says, now, you know that ain't right. Come on. And he ain't bashful about it either. No, when he stands up with conviction. Now, it's up to me then, or up to whoever he's dealing with, come on. Amen. To humble ourselves and submit to that truth. And if we will, I don't care what the devil throws in front of us, we can overcome it. I don't mean, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. I know we've had them folks, amen, that they never sinned. And that Bible says, watch them folks, because they lying to you. By the very statement that they've never sinned, they just lied. Man in his best estate is altogether vanity. That's what that book says right there. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that man cannot trust that flesh in one hair. That means that man has got to stay on that altar, got to keep that new old man dead by that cross and keep that new man living. Or else he is heading in the wrong direction in a real hurry. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. So there's nothing that old man can offer. Amen. He's full of deceit, lies. He's like his father. Who's his father, Brother Joe? The devil. Hello? Do you do the deeds of your father, the devil? That's what Jesus said to them Jews in John chapter 8, chapter 6. Chapter 6, amen. Oh, made them mad. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because he's telling the truth. Amen. You see, it wasn't God the Father that's trying to kill Jesus. He sent him down there to die for the sins of man. But he ain't trying to do away with him like these folks. Amen. It's the devil that's trying to hinder And they're helping him. I'm telling you, they're working overtime. Come on with Brother Joe. We're living an age when folks don't even know by their actions who their father is. Come on. I can tell you it's about time somebody enlightened folks. Your Brother Joe, Jesus didn't have to be that blunt. Heaven and hell is on the line, my dear friend. He must be that blunt. Jesus didn't say those hard things to them Pharisees because he disliked them or because he wanted them to go to hell. He said them to them because he wanted them to be delivered from what was binding them and was going to keep them out of heaven. Amen. So, amen. Listen, we've got folks today who somehow think that you can, amen, lie to folks and get them to heaven, but you cannot. Amen. They're never going there. They've got to hurry. Amen. So, let us consider one another. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Boy, don't that make a lot of sense today? How much wavering has there been going on in the church world as a whole? I never have forgotten that morning I was headed to the, amen, to the garbage dump, and amen, and I'm listening to an interview on the radio, and this guy's interviewing this man that has published the first, amen, the first homosexual Bible. Mm-hmm. They have got them an edition now. It's been several years ago. And so the man interviewing him asked him a question and says, "When is the bestiality version coming out?" He got angry at him. He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I only perceived it by the natural progression. If you've come down to homosexuality being all right, the bestiality is going to just follow in line. It's got to come out pretty soon." Oh, he got angry at him. All he's pointing out to is the truth of that they're headed down a path that's going to lead to that. After a while, they ain't anything wrong, no matter what it is. And I want to tell you, boy, will the devil be... Amen. He won't be in the punk food booth dialing 911. He'll be somewhere living it up because he has got folks in a pickle. Amen. What is my preacher, Brother Joe? Blessed assurance. You know why folks want men to pat them on the back and agree with them about their sinful living and that everything is all right? Because they can't get God to do it. Hello. I'm going to say that again. They can't get God to do it. They can't get God's untainted word to do it. So they hunt them a crew of folks to tell them everything's all right. There's only one problem with that, my dear friend. Even all them folks that's telling them it's all right, ain't never one of them going to be the gatekeeper. Not a one. Amen. Ain't never one of them got nail scars in their hands or their feet, Brother Bo. Amen. Ain't never one of them purchased salvation for humanity. Ain't never one of them suffered 39 stripes upon their back. Amen. For the healing and deliverance of the nations. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But the one that is, I read in this book in Hebrews chapter 13, just a few chapters over, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He's not changing. Amen. You know what that does for Brother Joe? Amen. What's your preaching on, Brother Joe? Blessed assurance. Because he's not changing, Sister Deborah. That gives me even more blessed assurance. If I got a God that's changing, I want to tell you, they ain't a bit of blessed assurance left in that, Brother Bo. Amen. I can tell you, if you want to follow a fellow that acts like he's lost, go ahead and try to get somewhere. But you go ahead and do that. But I got news for you. Amen. This book said, if the blind lead the blind, they're going to all fall in the ditch together. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.